This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America. On the Genesis Communications Network, that's GCNlive.com, is the website. You can go over there and listen to us on the stream wherever you're at. And by the way, we're also on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest radio markets across the country. We thank them for that. And we're on many, many, many local independent stations around the countryside. And we enjoy being able to talk to the folks. And we've heard from a couple of them in the chat room. By the way, if you want to call us, you can call us at 877-969-8600. Or you can go right to the chat room off Facebook and get us that way. The Captain's America Third Watch a radio show page. Now, that being said, we're also heard on the internet all the way around the world on our stream that's found at GCNlive.com. It's also on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you do not need a player to listen over there. You just click on the link and you're listening, and there you go. And of course, we're also up on the satellite terrestrial, if you will. The Martians are listening to us. All right. Well, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, as well as the FedEx and the UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail all around the countryside, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel and other petroleum products so we can get out and move on around ourselves. Now, again, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show is how you find us over there. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social. We're also on X as at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. You can go over there and listen to us there as well as communicate with us off that website if you choose to do so. Now, we've got with us the one, the only, the incomparable professor of politics out there in California, who bites the who fights and bites the lightwits out there that call themselves liberals in the great state of California. Hey, Kyle.
All right. Hello, Captain, and hello, everybody.
I got you fighting and biting out there now. All right. Thank you very much, guys and girls. Thank you. Okay, it is now 75 degrees out here. Very nice night, very comfortable night. We've got a little bit of a breeze blowing here, coming from the, I believe, the northwest. I opened the door a little while ago and walked out, and I could feel it on my face, and it's usually northwest. So it's not bad. How about you?
Well, we're still staying at 63 degrees right now and clear skies tonight, so that's good.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
one nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those 2 points under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we want everybody to remember that. Now, speaking of which, Tommy Tuberville got some unusual praise from yesterday from a source that I wouldn't think would have been praising him, but he did. It was Donald Trump. He appraised Tuberville for blocking the military nominations and for taking on the radical left. Well, maybe he did and maybe he didn't, but they're right back where they were again.
Well, that's right. I think that they finally did go ahead and vote, I think, on three different appointments.
That's all they could get in.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. But definitely, Donald Trump, I think, is trying to just sort of get in on this, essentially, because it is becoming such a major issue. But again, I think it might be different if you were the commander in chief, right? Because you'd want to have your military be ready. And yes, there is a political point to be made here, but also at the same time, that has to balance out with the needs of the country to be able to defend itself.
Now, I've heard that on the regular order of business, if the Democrats decide to continue this action that they did, that they can do 2 a day, and it'll take quite a while to get all these promotions done that they've got, because I guess they got about 300.
They do have quite a lot, and obviously this was, I think they did this because they wanted to start something here, but they did do, I think, what do they have, the Marines, I think, and also for the Army as well.
And the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
And Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, exactly.
Yep.
So there's more than 300 nominations that are on hold right now, yes.
Yeah, and of course that was the Air Force General Brown, who at one time had been here in Tampa at MacDill Air Force Base. I had the opportunity to meet him several years ago, and he was okay, and, you know, I thought he was going to do all right. Now, Kyle, I want to talk about something that's here in Florida, and I'm not going to be able to. I'm just going to lay it out on the table, and we'll talk about it when we come back. Is Disney backing away from its LGBT controversy that got them into all kinds of trouble financially, and they're now trying to get out from underneath it? We'll talk about that when we come back. There's kind of an interesting foresight and back channel to this. Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Friday morning edition.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
To the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Overnight from 2 to 6.
There you go. There you go. That is a classic of classics of all commercials. We had our good friend. I don't know. He may be retired now, but he was a sergeant, the police department up there, and he was calling in about that shooting that they had in Atlanta that started the riots that night. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously. I take it every single day and have for 13 years. Now, I take it because it works. It's that simple. You don't just take it and stop it, take it and stop it, take it and stop it, take it and stop it. If you really want this product to work the way it's supposed to, and with the problem I've got, I have to do it this way, you take the pill every day. And it's not a pill. I should back up and tell you. It's a convenient little packet of four capsules, four easy-to-take capsules that you take, because in those capsules are turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps your body with its natural response to inflammation by going right straight to the problem that you have, the pain at the source, and it will lower or eliminate it right off the bat. Now, it's 100% drug-free. Love that part of it. You should, too. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, best part about it is it works, and it works for me. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, and you'll see the 1995 3-week quick start. That's what you order. You start out with that, and then you can get it every month. You can get it every 2 months. You can get it every 3 months, however you want to do it. They're very receptive with that. Of course, it gets more expensive when you go on the automatic shipping. It pretty much doubles in price, but it's well worth it if you want to stay out of pain. It's been worth it to me for 13 years, and I continue to take it every single day. Relieffactor.com/captain. And in the words of the professor of politics, who likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Yep, 1995 and a 3-week quick start. Check out their vitamins, too, at relieffactor.com/captain. I think you're going to like what you see. Well, Mr. Kyle, is Disney backing away from its LGBT controversy? It appears they might be, because Disney CEO Bob Iger this week told investors the entertainment company will quiet the noise surrounding its involvement in a culture war with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, it's unclear how this will be accomplished, but the statement comes as Disney is about to invest $60 billion, that's billion with a B, in its theme parks over the next decade. Now, Disney made an enemy of DeSantis back in 2022 after former CEO Bob Chapek publicly opposed Florida's parental rights in education bill, which prevents the teaching of sexual orientation and gender identity in K-3 classrooms, that's kindergarten to third grade. Now, since then, Disney has been proudly pushing LGBT ideology in its children's films, originally streaming content in theme parks, and losing their proverbial butt in the process. This year alone, Kyle, they've lost over $900 million in Hollywood movie releases and $15 million on Disney Plus subscribers while its stock price continues to tank. Now, earlier this year, Disney cut over 7,000 jobs, including diversity officer positions. What do you think they're doing?
Well, we hear a lot about diversity officer positions being eliminated in different companies as well. But with Bob Iger knows, you know, which way is up here, and he's a very experienced CEO. So he's definitely going to do everything he can, I think, to put Disney back on track. But what happened, of course, was they waded into the political realm.
Yep.
And you know, Captain, Disneyland and Disney World, they're supposed to be the happiest places on earth, and there's all kinds of people that love to go to Disneyland, and that's always been the case. It's always been very diverse. It's always been across the board. People love Disney for different reasons, and it touches them in some different way, right? But what happened was is they got in, you know, they went too far down the rabbit hole here,
mm-hmm.
kind of drank the Kool-Aid with all this, and their content started really suffering, and just being political at all is the wrong message when you're trying to appeal to a broad spectrum of the country, no matter what their political beliefs might be. Be Disney. Don't be liberal Disney. That's the worst possible scenario.
Well, it remains to be seen if Disney leadership will backtrack from its political agenda or simply go quiet on social issues. Nonetheless, Disney is definitely scrambling to retain its family-friendly image and win back parents after pushing the left-wing propaganda that got them nowhere. Now, Iger aims to ensure the Disney brand can recover from its losses and controversy, and in my opinion, the only way he can do it is to back off all this crap that got him in trouble to begin with.
Well, I think that's the plan. I think that's the plan for a lot of companies that sort of went a little into this realm, or a lot into this realm, as it were. For example, Captain, you know, when it comes to professional sports now, we're not seeing a lot of the political messaging, at least from, you know, the, you know, kneeling for the pledge, on the, pardon me, for the anthem, this kind of thing. I think they realized that they lost a lot of people that way, because people don't want it to be political. I know. I don't want to go to Disneyland and be political. I want to go to Disneyland and ride Space Mountain, for goodness sake.
The head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers football team, Mike Tomlin, told his players that if any of them dared to take a knee anymore during the playing of the national anthem, they would no longer be on the team.
Well, and of course, that's, you know, that's a decision, because they have a brand. I mean, they have, it's a, you know, for all intents and purposes, a private company. It's not the federal government. So definitely, you know, they can have a policy about such things. You know, it's the same kind of thing that if you're running a business and maybe you don't want employees to wear political t-shirts or stuff like that, that might offend somebody. In other words, the question is, if
wait a minute. You mean I can't wear my Make America Great shirt t-shirt?
Well, well, you can. You're the captain. But what I mean to say is that if you have a service business or something like that, and you have the air conditioner repairman come to your home or business, and they are, have some kind of political messaging going on, well, that just makes everybody uncomfortable. No matter if you agree with it or not, it's definitely bad form in the business world. So I think businesses are finding this out. There was a time, of course, with the riots and the BLM and all that stuff, but that seems to have kind of passed a little bit now, and people, you know, they have no problem of seeking out political opinions wherever they may be if they want to.
Well, as we do every day, we check the Rasmussen poll, and the Rasmussen poll question yesterday was, is America becoming a police state? And it was just about 50-50 as to whether or not it was or not.
Well, right. Yeah, this is a very, very significant significant poll, and it is quite an interesting question. It's hard. I don't think we've seen polling on are we becoming a police state before, but 72% of likely U.S. voters are concerned that America is becoming a police state. 46% are very concerned. 23% are not concerned, and I think it's kind of harsh language, police state in particular, but I think it all goes into there's surveillance. Mm-hmm. We are seeing censorship in many cases. Mm-hmm. There's ideological indoctrination. Yep. And then the targeting of political opponents, that's a big deal.
And then wrapping it up before we go to break, a third party has signed up 16,000 voters in Arizona. Democrats are extremely worried that this is going to be a spoiler for them, and I believe it is.
Well, that's right. And so about 15,000 people, it's a unity ticket they're talking, and they would go against Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see who they would run out there, because we've heard all kinds of rumors as to who it might be, including Robert F. Kennedy.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, the notion of anybody but Biden or Trump is probably what is...
anybody but them guys. Anybody but them guys. Yeah, I can hear it now. Okay, Kathy's going to take us to break. Kyle, you hang on, and folks will be right back with more as your stations take the bottom of the hour break and pay some bills of their own with the news and the weather and maybe even a commercial or two. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. Call at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
The U.S. USA News Update. President Biden reaffirmed U.S. support for Ukraine and its conflict with Russia during a bilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky in the Oval Office.
President, the brave people of Ukraine, and that's not hyperbole, the people of Ukraine have shown enormous bravery, have inspired the world. Really inspired the world.
A fatal crash involving a charter bus carrying Farmingdale High School's marching band occurred in New York, leaving one dead and over 40 injured. The incident took place about 70 miles north of New York City. Five individuals identified as young are in critical condition. The bus with at least 50 on board was en route to a band camp in Pennsylvania, according to the Farmingdale School District. And if you're looking to get rich quick, this Saturday night's Powerball jackpot worth $725 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate. Best I've ever worked with, they truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care .com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Tell you what, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they definitely helped me, definitely, absolutely, positively found the problem that I had and started right to the source of it to try to get me straightened around. Now, I almost waited too long to see them. I had seen some other specialists, but the other specialists weren't able to hone in on what the problem was. These people at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care did, and they started to treat me, and as a result, saved my life. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that, because I was headed for some really bad times, as was witnessed when I had my heart attack back on Memorial Day weekend as a result of what was going on with, get this, my left leg, foot, and ankle. So they've got that corrected, and they've got it under treatment and under control, and I'm watching it very closely. And everything is working quite well right now, thank goodness. But I would suggest, if you're having problems and you don't know where to go and you're not getting the answers you want when it comes to your left foot, your ankle, the circulation in your body and below the knees, how your legs like to swell and all that, that you give them a call at 727-896-4615. Doesn't matter where you're at, because they can recommend somebody to you in your local area. But 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. All right. To the phone line we go. To Kyle Warren we go. And welcome back, Mr. Kyle.
Thank you, Captain.
It's always a pleasure.
Indeed. Same here.
Vivek Ramaswamy, the Swami guy, has accused Donald Trump of making a false promise. What's the false promise he made?
Well, evidently, I think this has to do with Obamacare, that Trump had evidently said he was going to get rid of Obamacare, which he did not, wasn't done on his watch, basically, and that's what he's bringing that up as a false promise, he says. And, of course, a lot of times, though, I think some people would say, well, you know, you had the House and the Senate and everything, why didn't you get it done? But sometimes it's not quite as simple as that, basically.
No, and Obamacare is still in force, and it's still there, and he didn't put it in to begin with, so he sure as hell can't remove it. What's he going to do? Go over there and say, I want this gone. It doesn't work that way.
Well, yeah, because it becomes a complex problem. You know, once the ship has sailed, you know, there are probably ways of doing that, but they would have to have replaced it somehow with something else.
Right.
And that would have been a heavy lift in the time. Yeah.
That's the key word right there. They have to have something to replace it with before they can open their mouth and say they want it gone, because that's all they can do is add on to it. Make it different, call it Republican care, whatever they want to call it, but they can make it better, but they can't make it worse. They'd have to get rid of it altogether.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so I think what Ramaswamy may be doing here is trying to create a stir and also try to increase his conservative credentials, basically, of, you know, I will get rid of this, but it's easier said than done at this point.
Yeah, and, you know, Joe Biden has got these plans through the DHS to issue photo ID cards for illegal aliens that are being released from the different places where they're holding them. And, oh, by the way, Eagle Pass, Texas, is on record or on pace right now to set a record for the most people ever coming across the border during the month of September. And they're about ready to release another big group of them into the country.
Yes, that's what we understand. This is, again, you know, and people think that, well, you know, the U.S. government says, well, the border's closed. It's not really closed.
I heard it again yesterday. I heard it again yesterday. I heard Mayorkas say it. I heard Frenchie say it. And I heard Biden say it, that the border was closed north to such and such a point. And it just isn't. That's not true.
Well, you know, if Peter Ducey is listening by any chance here, I got a great question for him. Yeah, I got a great question for him for Karine Jean-Pierre. And maybe this will make her even go a little bit more apoplectic than she already did. And that is, if the Biden administration wants to give ID cards, photo ID cards to illegal immigrants, and that sounds like a pretty big program to on its surface here. But why, if that's the case, why couldn't you have, like, I don't know, voter ID or give people who don't have existing identification, government-issued identification, that you could give them those things so that they could vote and you'd know when they voted and that they only voted once? Wait a minute. Sounds like that could be a program here that they can do it for the illegal aliens but not for our election. That's a good question.
I think it is. Now, President Biden issued an executive order yesterday to create the American Climate Corps. Remember the Job Corps?
Yeah, or the Civil Conservation Corps. And
remember how the Job Corps got started under President Kennedy?
Right, right.
You remember how it got started, though?
I know it did, but no.
It was not an executive order. It was through legislation that brought the Job Corps in.
Okay.
So he had to use executive action to get it in. Does that tell you that maybe the country had had enough of this stuff? How is he going to fund this? Where are they going to live? Remember, these people go out and they live on site. The American Climate Corps.
Well, right. Well, also, I mean, listen to the title of that thing. It used to be called the CCC, you know, or in tandem here, the
Job Corps.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think even, what was it under FDR, right? I think you had the Civil Conservation
right.
Corps. And that was during the Depression, trying to come out of the Depression. But this is supposed to train some 20,000 young people on career pathways in growing fields of clean energy, conservation, and climate resilience, according to the reports. And, of course, listen to the title, Captain, the American Climate Corps, because they want that to be front and center of whatever campaign and whoever the standard bearer is. They want to say, we're fighting for the climate change. And so it's just another way of doing a political thing.
Well, what are they going to do? Give them brooms and shovels and send them down in the inner cities and have them clean up the messes left behind by the transients?
Well, evidently.
There's an idea, right?
Right. Yeah, well, evidently, but if they're training them for career pathways, that means they'll go into clean energy, they'll do other places that do climate resistance and climate this and that. So some of it may be in a professional capacity and not just in a physical work capacity type thing.
I think they're just going to put bodies in there myself.
Well, but it's another thing that they'll say at the convention or on campaign commercials. It'll play real well, right? Is the we're out there, we're saving the climate. And what do the MAGA Republicans want to do? They want to destroy the climate. But, of course, and here's the central question, Captain. Will they ever point the finger at China and say, what are you guys doing over there about the climate? Nothing.
Or Cuba.
Or Cuba, or Russia.
Mexico, you know, Mexico. You ever seen these guys over Mexico?
Yeah, no kidding.
Black.
Yeah, but the the idea is, why does the United States have to bear this whole burden? I'm not saying don't be a leader. I'm saying why do you have to bear the whole burden, and why wouldn't this administration call out China just as much as they'd call out some oil company for something?
Yeah, when you used to pull into El Paso coming from west to east or east to west, it didn't matter. You'd see some black smoke coming out of the coal plant that they had down there. In Mexico, which was producing the power and whatnot, and it would completely inundate the area. And it was not us doing it, it was Mexico doing it, and they never said a word. Not a word.
Interesting.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning, and we're going to give you the Trucker's High Wind Bible Report coming right up. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way, including talking about the storm going up the East Coast.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
People saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady might have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe it, they can all go straight to hell. We gonna put our feet back on the paths of righteousness and me. God bless America, yeah. And you never did think again. In America, did you never did think that we'd ever get together again? Oh, we damn sure proved you. We're talking real loud and we're walking real proud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. From the sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between. between them is our home. And we may have done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. Cause we'll all stick together, and you take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. Just go and lay your hand on a Pittsburgh speed band, and I think you're gonna find the understanding. You never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. And we damn sure do. You were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
Oh, yeah, a little Charlie Daniels in America. We need some of that back in this country today, Kyle. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and a song like that, I mean, it ties it all together, and it was just a classic by Charlie Daniels.
Yeah, and I know I've had a lot of truckers wanting to know if I'd play some of the Charlie Daniels stuff, and there you go, guys. I got you some. That was for the ICCC crowd out there traveling the roads and the countryside tonight, and I hope everybody's doing well, Mark and Eric and our trucker pals out there. And don't forget, this show is all about the people, we the people, and the American trucker is a very large part of what goes on in America. People seem to forget about that. And Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west, because you're going to use the S word when you get up to a certain part of the Northwest, aren't you?
Well, that's right. We're also going to have we're going to have a sort of a lightning round of weather here real quick. That's because we've got a lot of indications of lightning. Those come down I-25 in the Wyoming, just south of the border there with Montana, down towards Buffalo, and then on up into Montana. We continue to see a rain heading over towards Billings and then also near Miles City. But that's where it really starts to take off as you go west from there, northwest, all through Gwinnett, Hobson, Stanford, down through White Sulphur Springs, Townsend, Helena. You've got rain all in that area, the north of Great Falls right now as well, also near Deer Lodge. Now, of course, in the higher elevations, we are starting to see the indications of rain and snow. So if you are in those higher elevations, you want to be aware of that. We don't see any precipitation that's going west of Missoula, Montana at this point, at least not on the radar, but you still could have some of those conditions, obviously, starting up. But nothing is being advised right now in northern Idaho. The winter weather advisories are mostly central Idaho and then parts of northern Montana as well. So you've also got a freeze warning, southern Oregon, down towards Alturas, northern California. Then we've got also those high winds in Cheyenne, Captain, and that's going to be with us, I think, for a while. And then a freeze watch if you're north of Rock Springs, just above I-80 in Wyoming. So be careful out there.
Yeah, and by the way, the snow level is down to 6,500 feet. That's 6,500 feet. Kyle?
That's exactly right. So that's right. So if you're in those higher elevations, you want to be careful. Absolutely.
Yep. Now let's move on over to Nebraska and Kansas, because we've got an active weather system trying to develop here right now. We've had all kinds of lightning in the past hour, because now I've got the lightning that's starting to show up here on my map. But you've got a couple of severe thunderstorm watches and flood watches in effect right now coming out of Colorado on 76 going up there towards I-80. You're going to be running in it all the way. And then straight south down into Kansas from Goodland, Kansas into about Oakley, you're going to be running into it over there. And they're expecting not only severe thunderstorms that could develop into something different, I said could, didn't say would, and then heavy, heavy rain as well with a bunch of lightning. So that's what we're looking at there. Now we're going to move over, and in this last hour, we've had some fog show up down there from about Lafayette, Louisiana, over patchy fog into New Orleans. So New Orleans, you're going to have a little bit up towards I-10 towards Gulfport, Mississippi. So be advised of that. In the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, we've got a little bit of light rain along the lake. It's kind of hit or miss. It rains and then it stops and then it starts again and moves along to a couple of different places. But the big story tonight and for the weekend is going to be this Tropical Depression 16, which is going to be a tropical storm, more than likely with winds around 60 miles an hour and a lot of rain coming up the East Coast. Now, I'm going to read you what I got here. Low pressure off the southeastern U.S. coast is producing tropical storm force winds. It's forecast to strengthen further before it reaches the coast of North Carolina on Saturday. Tropical storm conditions are expected along portions of the southeastern and middle Atlantic U.S. Coasts, with the tropical storm warning area beginning Friday and continuing into Saturday night. Now, we're talking about Pamlico, Albemarle Sound. We're talking about the lower Chesapeake Bay, where storm surge warnings are in place. There's going to be some water with this pushing along, like there always is. Heavy rainfall from this system could produce localized urban and small stream flooding impacts as well across the eastern middle Atlantic states from North Carolina all the way up to Jersey through Friday and Sunday, and then it's going to skirt the east coast and follow its way up towards New England. Looks like make a little bit of a right turn and follow its way up towards New England. So that's what we got there, Kyle. Now tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the broadcast. And if you're a pro driver, they want to say thank you to you all during this month of September. It's Driver Appreciation Month, and they want to say thank you through the My Rewards Plus app. You can find out more about that at pilotflyingj.com, how you can enjoy three free drinks each week. Also get new exclusive deals to celebrate your hard work and dedication on the road. Pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, and we're going to go up on the top line, pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. You can go over there and check out the things that she writes, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, we got Frenchie all upset yesterday. That darn Peter Ducey got Frenchie all upset. She didn't know how to actually cut him off, but that didn't seem to work very much. It made her look even worse, because the next question she got was probably worse than the first one.
And that's true, and she really didn't answer that one either.
Nope.
She wants to blame the Republicans. Well, here's an interesting thing, and a lot of people don't know this. I think it was in May, the House Republicans, well, the House, passed an immigration bill. Where is it? In the Senate.
Yep.
So anytime that they can label the radicals, you know, the MAGA Republicans,
yep,
they're at fault. That's exactly what they do. But I think the approach that, you know, some of these reporters, and every reporter in that room knows what's going on at the border. Every one of them does, because every one of them, even though they don't work for Fox News, they're all watching Fox News. I would be holding up video, I would be holding up documents, or I would be flooding social media accounts for this White House with all the video of what's happening at the border.
All righty, well, hold that thought, and Kyle, you hang on there too. Folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with more with Denise Simon here on the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. And don't forget, it's all about we, the people here on this program. We are the bosses of applesauce. They work for us. Let's start acting like it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.